This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special bonus episode. And in this one, we're going to be talking about and celebrating Cinco de Mayo, which is tomorrow. And helping me do that is my good friend and holiday expert, Bob Worley. Bob, it is so good to have you back on the show. Last time we talked, it was St. Patrick's Day. How was your holiday?
Well, Scott, I missed it.
What? You missed it?
Yep. You know, as you may recall, I spent the day in the hospital having my stomach pumped. So I had to have a stay overnight. I never should have drank that Shamrock Shake.
Well, maybe, but I think it might have been that jar of antifreeze.
I don't know. Maybe. But I'm still thinking it was a shake, man. I'm just not, you know, Gary doesn't agree with me. But you know what? The important thing is that we all learned a little something from that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better and back to normal, or whatever's normal for you.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, are you ready for Cinco de Mayo?
Yep, I'm really looking forward to it. Hey, when is it again?
Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, I get that. But I know what holiday is, but when is it?
Well, Cinco means five, and Mayo is May, so it's the 5th of May.
Wow! Scott, I didn't know you spoke Spanish. That's amazing. Wow, you're really good at that stuff. Okay, so, well, good thing it's in May, so we got plenty of time to get this thing together.
No, Bob, it's already May 4th. Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo.
What? May 4th? May the 4th be with you, Scott.
Well, you too. But you know, that means tomorrow's May 5th.
Oh, Scott. Man, I got to get a calendar. Jeez, I thought we were still in March.
So does that mean you're not ready?
No. Let's do this. I'm ready, man. I was born ready. Well, not born ready, but, you know, over time, I got to be a little more ready as time went on. Because, you know, you got to be ready for whatever life throws at you. And this is one of those things. So let's do this.
All right. So you're up to taping the Cinco de Mayo special show.
Yeah, man, I could wing it. Because as you know, Scott, I'm a Southern California native. And at a very young age, we learned that Cinco de Mayo. We learned about what the holiday is all about, you know, its inner workings. Plus, I was raised in a little town in a little neighborhood where the La Raza movement was born. I don't know if you knew that. And as you know, since you know Spanish, La Raza means something in Spanish.
Well, you're right, Bob, but I believe Raza means the people.
Well, if you say so, Scott, you're the expert. I don't know. But anyways, you know, there's a few things that we're going to need to get this great American holiday, Cinco de Mayo, started. Okay, so let me get them out here. Okay, one, we're going to need tequila.
Yes.
Two, we're going to need some lime.
Perfect.
Four, we're going to need some salt. And five, a drink called cerveza, which tastes a lot like beer. But most importantly, Scott, we're going to need fireworks. Because you can't celebrate Cinco de Mayo without fireworks.
Fireworks, really? Well, Bob, can you tell us why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo? I mean, what's the holiday all about?
Certainly, Scott. Scott, in the great American tradition of getting liquored up for holidays, this is the one thing that I love about this holiday. This one holiday is about when the Mayans and the Aztecs came together and decided to rule Mexico as one people.
Well, I actually thought Cinco de Mayo was all about Mexico's victory over France. There was the Battle of Puebla on May 5th in 1862.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's Mexico's Independence Day from France.
No. Actually, Mexico declared its independence from Spain on September 16th of 1810, way earlier.
Well, like I said, Scott, you're the expert. Hey, well, anyways, let's get this party started, shall we? First, how we go with a little shot of tequila. Yeah. Ooh. Then some salt, and then some lime. And then we top it off with this nice drink called cerveza. Oh, yeah, that's good. Oh, that's refreshing. Yeah, That's going to be good. All right. And, of course, we got to top it off with some fireworks. Here we go. Viva la Mexico!
Bob, are you all right, Bob?
Yeah. Help me find my finger.
What?
Yeah, just help me find my finger. God. Oh, God. I got to wrap this up. Yeah, anyway, have a good holiday, Scott. I got to get out of here.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we've learned a lot. Don't mix alcohol with explosives. Rule number one. Hey, have a happy and safe Cinco de Mayo.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.